Exclusive Representative Don Davis rakes in coastal cash while voting against North Carolina's farmers, families, female athletes. By Jasmine Jordan on July 22, 2025. Representative Don Davis, DNC, raised only $689,000 in the second quarter of 2025, and 93% of that money came from outside North Carolina, with nearly half pouring in from deep blue states like California, New York, and Massachusetts. The numbers reveal what voters in eastern North Carolina have long suspected. Davis answers to liberal donors, not the people he was elected to represent. Davis, who narrowly won re-election last November with only 49% of the vote in a district President Trump carried by 3 points, has spent his time in Washington siding with the far left, while leaving his constituents behind. While families across the 1st District are struggling under the weight of rising costs, Davis voted for a 24% tax hike that would directly hit his own constituents. He opposed common-sense tax relief for farmers, the largest industry in the state, including legislation to prevent the death tax from crushing family-owned farms and measures to make the small business deduction permanent. He also voted against allowing farmers to fully expense the equipment and tools they need to survive, blocking increased expense thresholds and enhanced cost recovery that would ease the burden on local agriculture. Davis refused to stand up for North Carolina's female athletes, voting present on legislation that would have banned men from competing in girls' sports. He also voted against critical hurricane relief funding for North Carolinians. On immigration, Davis reversed course on the SAVE Act, a key bill aimed at strengthening border security, despite previously signaling support for tougher enforcement. Davis's lies continue, as he said in an interview that we have to protect the American people and crack down on the illegal fentanyl that's making entry into the country. While Davis struggles to raise even $700,000, with nearly all of it coming from liberal bastions on the coasts, Republican challenger Sandy Roberson is gaining ground fast. Roberson brought in a $2.3 million haul in the same period and is campaigning on a record of public service. As the two-term mayor of Rocky Mount, the largest city in the district, Roberson partnered with local law enforcement to improve public safety, launch job-training programs to revitalize downtown, and championed a local ethics transparency law. I'm honored by the incredible support from so many people in eastern North Carolina and across the state who know the 1st District deserves better representation in Congress, Roberson stated. I'm grateful for their confidence in my campaign and their commitment to flip this must-win seat. For too long, we've been neglected by the far left in Washington. No more. Roberson said he is running to be a strong voice for the district, to help pass President Trump's agenda and bring home the results that farmers, small businesses, manufacturers, teachers, and working families need. Don Davis' fundraising says it all, remarked NRCC spokeswoman Maureen O'Toole. The few people who care to support him are radical liberals in New York, California, and Massachusetts. Next year, it won't just be money his constituents won't give him, it'll be their vote.